have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about some ancient drug addiction.
Yeah.
Which is being used today. Also, we're going to, we didn't get to it last time. We're going to talk about how to pump up your energy. And we'll see if we have time left over for maybe, tips on toxin removal. So we got lots to do. And a crack report. And, spring is right around the corner. It's going to be here on the 20th, And then on the 13th, we're supposed to, adjust the clocks. We're going to lose an hour because spring is sprung. So, and don't forget, tomorrow's the last day of the 15% off early bird special for St. Patrick's Day at thepowerherbs.com website. So if you've been meaning to place an order and you want to save 15%, you have until tomorrow. So do that at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call and say you want the discount. And that number is 866-229-3663. Well, before we do the quack report, big salute and semper fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying. I'm praying. Lord, am I praying? I am hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's faith more than once a day, talking with the Lord, saying we need righteous men of valor with steel rods for backbones to set this nation right. And I pray for justice and truth. And Isaiah 59 says we're supposed to plead for that. So I do. And, you know, there's this proverb that says, you know, the wicked drive themselves away in their wickedness and the righteous hope in their death. Hey, I'm right there with the righteous right there. Mm-hmm. So let's get to Gitchin and pray it up. And if it's God's will, he'll help us out. You know, we got lots to pray for. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Yeah, the cracker. Okay, what do we got here? Here's a shocker. The indigestion drugs, you know, the Prilosec, the Prevacid, you know, the heartburn stuff. According to a German Center of Neurodegenerative Diseases, they did a study in Bonn, Germany. They were looking at some coincidences, which happen not to be coincidences. Apparently, people over the age of 75 that were using these heartburn indigestion medications came down with dementia. So they looked into it, and the statistics indicated that patients who use the proton pump inhibitor, PPI drugs, you know, that type of medication for the reflux, indigestion, if they used it at least every 3 months, 44% of them experienced neurological damage. And it led to dementia. So the scientists in this German study, they weren't able to precisely identify why the drugs were doing that, why there's a higher risk of dementia. But the theory is that it, you know, it kind of zaps your body of the B12, and it causes this manifestation of symptoms that's identical to Alzheimer's disease. So this also was was supported by another study that they did back in 2013 where they gave mice the heartburn meds and they developed high levels of amyloid plaques, which they say plays a critical role in Alzheimer's disease. So antacids, also commonly used for the heartburn, but they're no better. They cause constipation, diarrhea, bloating, and make your condition worse. If you're on those heartburn medicines, they can actually increase your levels of stomach acid once you're done taking them. You know, there's herbs that are better than that. Gentian root, for one. If you're looking for that, powerherbs.com has it. All right, moving along with the quack report. What's wrong with the American diet? Well, according to this research, over half of the calories that we're getting is from ultra-processed foods. We just talked about that the other day, you know, here on Herb Talk, and here's this report. Researchers analyzed American eating habits. We eat too much processed food. Includes frozen pizzas, breakfast cereals, soda, makes up 58% of all the calories that we're consuming in a typical day. So they also deliver 90% of the sugar. This report was published in the British Medical Journal, and they say that this is what's leading to overweight, obesity, type 2 diabetes. Average Americans consuming over 2,000 calories a day, 28% of those calories do come from unprocessed or minimally processed foods like, you know, eggs, vegetables, fish. So we got to do better. We got to eat foods in their original containers. You know, instead of apple juice, eat an apple. Instead of orange juice, eat an orange, right? Okay. All right, last but not least in the quack report, outbreak of a mysterious deadly disease coming from Venezuela. Have you heard about this one? Oh, government is kind of downplaying it, right? They're kind of in the media about this outbreak. It was reported on Channel 10 local news out of Miami, at least 10 deaths from this yet unidentified disease. They've occurred in several Venezuelan cities, including Caracas. And they don't know what it is, according to Douglas Lon Netria, president of the Venezuelan Medical Federation. They said those that got infected had a fever, and then they showed these spots on their skin, which turned into blisters, and then into internal and external bleeding. The disease progressed quickly. Patients then suffered from respiratory failure and kidney failure, and the doctors haven't been able to figure it out yet. There's no treatment plan. So the doctors say that they are speculating this disease may be a type of aggressive dengue fever or some other type of fever or hemorrhagic fever like Ebola. So they're just in a tizzy over there. So any plane tickets to Venezuela, yeah, cancel that. All right, and that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Oh, that's really cute, Frank. Frank says the disease is called communism. All right, we're going to talk about this ancient drug addiction. You know, because kind of stunning revelation. That, you know, Americans are, they're addicted to food as their number one addiction, followed by alcohol as their number one drug. So according to the Substance Abuse and Medical Health Services Administration, they said poor food and drink choices affects about 52% of the U.S. population. So they've estimated that about 135 million Americans use alcohol, and out of that, 86 million abuse the use of it on a regular basis. So, you know, fermented alcohol beverages have been in existence for thousands of years. It's ancient. Seemed to be the most universal drug, ancient drug. So archaeologists actually have excavated ruins in ancient Egypt near the pyramids, when they found a brewery next to a bakery. You know, I guess there's really nothing like a beer and fresh bread after a long, hot day building a pyramid, right? But, however, alcohol is the most dangerous drug in the world, according to the CDC, fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. So we're going to take a look and see what we could do to protect ourselves from alcohol dependency. Okay, is there a problem? Yeah. According to a 2012 National Survey on Drug Use and Health and a 2014 Global Drug Survey, alcohol was the drug most used and sent more people to the emergency room. So there's this list of drugs in order of volume and abuse, and here they are. Number one is alcohol. 86 million use in alcohol. Tobacco, 69.5 million. Marijuana, 18.9 million. Prescription painkillers, 4.9 million. Prescription depressants, 2.4 million. Cocaine, 1.6 million. Prescription stimulants, 1.2 million. Hallucinogens, 1.1 million. Heroin, 669,000. And meth is 440,000. Methamphetamine. All right, according to the Global Drug Survey, it indicated that alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana were the most commonly used and abused drugs worldwide. Okay, so let's define addiction. Alcohol is America's number one drug of choice, probably because, you know, the fact is it's easily acquired, it's not too expensive, and it's a legal substance. So what constitutes abuse of alcohol? Well, you'd be considered an abuser if you're a heavy drinker, a binge drinker, or a drinker that's underage. So the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism states that a moderate drinker will consume one drink a day if a female, two drinks if a male. So if you escalate that number of drinks for a female to four and five drinks for a male within a two-hour period every day, or at least once in a 30-day period, well, that defines you as a binge drinker. Aha. So a heavy drinker will have five or more drinks five times or more in a 30-day period. So in the United States, 23% or 59 million drinkers are binge drinkers, and 6.5% or 17 million are heavy drinkers. However, the Global Drug Survey reports that fewer than 60% of these drinkers recognize they have a drinking problem. Additional information from the survey showed that the heavy drinkers from America and Australia were most aware of their habit could harm themselves or others, while drinkers from Portugal seemed to be least aware of that fact. Hmm. So let's see, are you going to be at risk? Let's check it out. Some people feel they don't fall into the binge or heavy drinker categories. So if you're female and you consume 3 drinks in 1 day and don't exceed 7 drinks in a week, well, then you'd be considered in the low-risk category to develop an alcohol abuse disorder. For men, it is no more than 4 drinks in 1 day or no more than 14 drinks per week. So in the U.S., every 2 out of 100 people fall within that low-risk alcohol abuse category. All right, let's look at some national guidelines. Well, most nations have few or no drinking guidelines. The nation that had the highest employees to show up for work severely hungover was the Republic of Ireland. Second place went to the UK and third place to Hungary. So it kind of was a somewhat comforting statistic to know that the people of the U.S. and Portugal were the least likely to go to work hungover. Hmm. Well, what are the experts saying about all this drinking? Well, experts are now saying, forget the abstinence. I was like, what? Yeah, for years, health experts have advocated that people with a strong problem or risk of developing one should exercise abstinence from alcohol. But now a Dutch psychiatrist and a co-founder of the Amsterdam Institute for Addiction Research, Wim van den Brink, that's his name, he says that abstinence hardly ever works, and he helped develop a drug which allows alcoholics to drink in moderation. So this seems to bring kind of a radical departure from the traditional therapy, and it tells alcoholics to go drink. However, van den Brink says this drug is really an opiate antagonist, and it blocks the euphoric brain pleasure receptors that are stimulated by alcohol. So a Danish pharmaceutical company manufactures the drug. It's a chemical called nalmefene, but it's marketed as a drug called Selinkro, and it's sold in Europe and online. So the drug is promoted to help heavy or binge drinkers become moderate drinkers or to reduce their drinking, by 2/3. That's what they're promoting it. You can reduce your consumption by 2/3. So this drug treatment is supposed to be a temporary reduced drinking treatment for alcohol disorders. So Selinkro drug is supposed to be better than the U.S. drug that they had called Antanabuse, which gives the user this unpleasant reaction when they do consume alcohol, so they stay away from it. So the Journal of the American Medical Association gave the opiate antagonist drug, Selinkro, a favorable report as an intervention drug, while the report by Dr. Des Spence at the British Medical Journal stated the drug was mainly a commercial venture and distracts from efforts to limit alcohol consumption. I tend to believe he's correct. Well, what are the side effects? Well, the drugs, which are opiate antagonists and block that brain pleasure receptor, come with their own risks. Nursing and pregnant women should not take the drug. Patients with mental health problems, seizures, liver problems, kidney problems, or if you're taking other prescription medications, should avoid taking this drug. Side effects for Selinkro include a sick feeling, dizziness, confusion, and foggy-headed, feeling sleepy and having sleep problems, headache, concentration problems, disoriented, nausea, tingling in hands and feet, tremors, fatigue, muscle pain and cramping, feeling high or having a floating sensation, short-term memory problems, and feeling of deep dread, irritability, apathy, depression, and a constant hungover feeling. One UK patient had this to say about her experience using Selinkro. She says, quote, "In the case of Selinkro, I felt the side effects were on a par with an extremely severe hangover feeling, repeated day after day after day for many days. And there's a very big temptation to get some alcohol down you quickly as possible in the belief that it will make you feel better. Yeah. So based on my experience, it appears to me that the reports about increased side effects from Cilincro tablets are not exaggerated. Both my body and my mind felt like they had been beaten up while I was on the drug for 9 days. End of quote. That was from Joanna. She didn't give her last name. So there you go. Wow, you want a drink to get rid of the bad feeling? How is this supposed to keep you away from alcohol? You know what I say? I think we just need some herb rehab, you know, right? In my opinion, there really isn't any need to subject yourself to the risk of the pharmaceutical drugs, which produce secondary illnesses. So there are herbs that can help, you know, reduce the cravings for alcohol, such as dandelion root. Yeah, often this herb has been mentioned to kill the cancer cells, but it also reduces the withdrawal symptoms so drinkers can taper off their alcohol volume, not feel so bad. Milk thistle is another herb that actually will help your liver. It'll support your liver with antioxidants and also reduce your alcohol cravings. And the liver, as you know, is the most subjected organ abused by alcohol. So it also helps the milk thistle also helps protect your liver from damage. So that's good. American ginseng also helps with the metabolism to reduce the craving for alcohol while it removes impurities in your system. And golden seal root and Peruvian bark are additional alternative herbs, but they can be expensive or hard to get. So keep in mind that alcohol can also remove essential vitamins and minerals from your system, creating other health issues, and you're going to want to replenish those nutrients. So let me mention quickly, I've mentioned this before, but there's a European spy treatment in Europe. Well, they use this fast-track detox for people with all kinds of addictions, and it's called cold sheet treatment. It's a very simple and inexpensive therapy, and it can be done at home with the help of a family member. So if you'd like, you could read the step-by-step instructions and the herbs you're going to need for this therapy. It's in my book called The Power Herbs. It's an ebook, just $14.99. And it's in three different formats. It's in a PDF, a Kindle, or an iPad. And you can order it online at the powerherbs.com website. All right, so just get some herb power, I guess is the moral here. Anyone who has a desire to reduce or stop consuming alcohol can find success using herbs. So the nutrition in your herbs strengthen the metabolism, help reduce the desire to drink and your withdrawal symptoms. So the more vitamins and minerals you put into the system with organic foods and herbs, the easier the process is. And you're going to find milk thistle, dandelion root, American ginseng. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. They also have the Organic Body Foundation food mix with all those natural B vitamins to support the nervous system. Valerian root is there, also available to help with any anxious feelings and also to improve sleep. And, of course, the Celtic sea salt, which are 84 microminerals that are cardiovascular friendly, does not give you the hypertension. That's also there at the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs are at the end of this number. You just pick up the phone, call them at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And international number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Get a free catalog. See how powerful you could be. It's putting all the power back in your hands. That's what it is. And that's a good place to be, where you feel, well, that you're not dependent on something. And you got this, you know, that's important. Hey, if you haven't signed up for their newsletters, good idea. Sign up. If you're on the website, you go to the Books and Newsletters tab. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So tomorrow Health Quest will be sent out through email. So if you want to receive that, you can sign up tonight and get on that mailing list and you'll get your first issue tomorrow. Of course, you can share it with family and friends. They're completely free and full of informative and powerful healing healing information to serve you and all your family and friends. That's, you know, herbs are here for the service of man. That's what it's about. All right, we're going to pump up your energy level. That's what we're going to do. A lot of people say, I just need more energy. I have sporadic energy. My energy's so short-lived. How do I build up more energy? How do I get maybe a time release energy? Well, those are the questions I get a lot from folks. And a lot of them, you know, kind of rely on caffeine and sugar, and they want to, you know, get off that stuff because that gives you a brief burst of energy, doesn't create any endurance of energy in the body, and then the body learns to crave or even demand those energy crutches, that's what I call them, to the point of dependency. So you may get headaches, you may get body aches, you may have a loss of concentration, mood flare-ups, you may feel more tired, and because you're conditioned to the sugar and the caffeine in the system, see? And so you're going to react to that. So it's like another drug, really. That's what it is. So too much caffeine also increases your risk of cardiovascular problems because it constricts the capillaries. Stroke and anxiety can also be vision problems, you know, because if you get a lot of those acids going from tea and coffee, which have the caffeine in it, it really, those little capillaries and veins and the circulation pathways to your eyes are very small, and it doesn't take much to really constrict those, and then your eyeballs aren't getting enough, you know, fluids. So if you're getting cataracts, for instance, or you're having trouble seeing, your vision's deteriorating, maybe it's because you just got too much caffeine going. Take a week or two and stay off of it. You know, do a decaf or a green tea with less acids and see what happens. I bet you start improving, and there you go. Oh, I know. We're going to have to take a break in a minute. But before we go, we're going to tackle some food sources to give us more energy and also to get rid of the foods that drain us of energy, okay? Because we're all drawn to those foods that have great taste, you know, the salty and the sweet. You know, they have texture, they're crunchy or they're smooth and creamy, and they're satisfying. You know, these junk foods, man, they're just tempting. The fast foods, oh, they're convenient. But, you know, those things fit into the categories that will restrain the brain, but it'll, you know, take your taste buds on a detour, because then you won't prefer the foods that give you energy and provide you with the nutrition all your cells need. So we're going to learn about that. We're gonna change our mental focus on the foods we're going to select and put in our mouth, and then we're going to reap the benefits. I'm saying reap the benefits. Now, the longer you're on junk food and sugar and caffeine, the harder it's going to be. So you just got to just resign yourself to know, I'm going to do this. It's a little bit of a mountain, but I will conquer it. Yes, you will. And you're going to be fabulous. You are. You're just going to be great. I know we got to take a little commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to do this without pills. We're going to do this without caffeine. We're just going to do it with the basics and the inexpensive way, the anti-stress way, and the body's going to respond and reward you like you'll never believe. It's an amazing thing to see the metabolism kind of just go, whoa, I'm getting some real nutrition here. I'm satisfied, so you can eat less and just let me take care of the rest. I'll be right back.
Turn my head. Keeping Life into the Original Medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about how we can pump up our energy. You know, right before the break, we were talking about some of the foods we probably want to just, you know, delete or reduce and see what happens. You know, your body will let you know. You know, because I'm not one to, you know, go around counting calories. I don't like to do that stuff. You see Adam and Eve out there with a calorie counting card? No. You know, but if we keep the foods basic, there's no need to be doing that. So I like to avoid the foods, the beverages that have a lot of those empty calories, create really what is called a metabolic dependency. So that would be a lot of, you know, carbs or starch and a lot of sugar. So these give an instant gratification of energy burst, but it's not long lasting. So the crunchy foods, you know, you might want to switch to more of a crunchy organic food like an apple instead of potato chips. So your apple's in its original packaging, going to have, you know, the pectin. And I was talking to a lady today. I said, you know, if you eat an apple a day in the course of a year, you'll lose 10 pounds. She was like, really? I'm like, yeah, it's because of the natural organic material, the fiber, the minerals, the vitamins, the pectin. So apples, just get organic, try to get organic, not the commercially grown conventional kind. They have no flavor, no nutrition in it. So you have to spend the extra money and get the organic, okay? So we're going to switch crunchy foods, go from potato chips to maybe some apples. Celery is another option for you. Because the natural sugars that you find, like in an apple, is going to provide what is called time-release energy. The fiber will improve the bowel function, remove the toxins faster, and the pectin in the apple will help reduce the risk of digestive disease. Now, for those, you know, hot summer days that are coming up when you don't really feel like eating, you might want to try a fruit smoothie made with some frozen peaches, blueberries, strawberries, blend it up with a little crushed ice, maybe some almond or coconut milk, something like that. Gives it a little creaminess, little body. And you can also add some stevia if you want some more, or some natural honey, just a little bit if you prefer a little sweetness, but typically, you don't need to do that. So what I like to do is if I'm making a smoothie, I'll throw in the body food mix that we have at Apothecary Herbs. You talk about your vitamins, your minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins. I mean, that's a breakfast right there. And you can drink it while you drive. It's amazing. So there are a lot of fruits that have enough sweet to them, enough sweetness, to be considered really a confection, like fresh pineapples. It's like candy, really. It's like natural candy, fresh pineapple. So keep your food combos pretty basic without throwing in, you know, cream cheese or whipped cream or a lot of those dairy dips. Very bad for your heart, by the way. So if you will, you'll do much better without all those mucusy producing type of ingredients. Because your dairy does that. It'll bog down the system. And a lot of people don't realize they're allergic to dairy, right? And you can have different reactions. You could have eczema, psoriasis, upper head infections, earaches, throat infections, tonsillitis, sinusitis, dark circles under your eyes. Like, you know, if you don't photograph well, you look like a raccoon. That's a dairy allergy, and you just didn't know it. So mucus will trap in more toxins, and it burdens the body, slows down your metabolism, really. So, you know, if I get a pizza or if I make one, it's no cheese. Just put on the vegetables, but no cheese. Everybody looks at you like, I'm sorry. You know, it's just the way I roll. No cheese, thanks. If you're not a breakfast person, the smoothie's a great option. If you want to throw in some herbs for stamina, you can. We mentioned spirulina, chlorella, ginseng. You can definitely put those in your smoothies. Not a problem. Well, let's say, you know, I've done what you just said, and I really don't have that much energy. I still don't have enough pep. So, well, let's say you've changed your lifestyle. You eliminated those trips to the drive-thru. You got rid of the frozen convenience prepackaged stuff that you normally would just heat up in the microwave, but you still can't get enough energy. What then? Well, if you still have, you know, daydreams of a large caffeine beverage and a vending machine candy bar for energy, Well, then I would look into maybe a detox program, because good nutrition should power up the body, and when it gets the nutrition, and not getting enough of that nutrition into the system could be the reason. You may have a blockage and you're not getting the absorption rate that you should. So if you have a nutrition blockage absorption issue, you can fix that. You want to do your homework. If you're looking at detox programs, do your homework. And you want to make sure that you don't do a whole system detox all at once. Please don't do that. You will feel worse, because you cannot have a mega exodus of detoxification going on with pathogens leaving the body. Because if you have a blockage, it's not going to leave the body. It's going to build back up and make you feel worse. So if you purge too many toxins too quickly, you're going to reabsorb them, and you're not going to feel very well. So you want to make sure that you also cleanse in the opposite way that the body filters toxins. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs do an excellent job of teaching you that, because they want you to be successful and safe while you do your detoxing. On their webpage, thepowerherbs.com, you can click on Healthy Guidelines. And once you get there, click on Cleansing, and it gives you a short step-by-step why you have to do it that way, okay? If you have a copy of the Power Herbs book, there's an entire chapter on cleansing, okay? So it's important to know. Once you know how to do it, it's like brushing your teeth, okay? It's not rocket science, but there is a way to do it properly. So the bowel cleanse is where you start. The blood cleanse is where you finish. Okay, so but more details are on the website or in the Power Herbs ebook if you want to pick one of those up. Now let's also talk about water and minerals, because people aren't getting enough of either one of those. In order for your body to promote enough energy throughout your system, you have to be hydrated and not dehydrated. And you can't have too much fluids. You can't have edema either. So there's a balance there. And unfortunately, if you're using a lot of caffeine, caffeine dehydrates the system. And let's face it, the average American has a lot of caffeine through the day. They may have a coffee or tea with breakfast. They may have iced tea or a soda with caffeine at lunch. They may have another soda, iced tea, or coffee or tea in the afternoon for a pick-me-up. And then at dinner, they may have more iced tea or an alcoholic beverage, again, dehydrating. So there's really not enough hydrating fluids typically going on with the average American, what they're drinking. So one way to avoid those extremes of dehydration or having too much edema is you don't want to use synthetic minerals. And you want to make sure you get electrolyte salts in the system, because water and salt are counter-regulatory, so you won't have edema, you won't have dehydration. And unfortunately, the processed salts don't help you out any and do promote that hypertension. But when you get a salt that has all the minerals still in it, it's cardiovascular friendly. It strengthens your cell walls. It helps regulate those fluids. So sun-dried salt is a healthy salt. It's what they used to use in ancient times. It's not white, for one thing. So if you're looking in the store and you say, oh, there's Celtic salt. I heard that herbalist talk on the radio. We should use Celtic salt. Let me get some. But if it's white, it's been processed, and there's no more minerals in it. So organic mineralized salt that's healthy for you is not white. It's an off gray. Okay? It's not stark white. It's an off white or a gray color. Okay? So you want to... That's the telltale sign right there, okay? A lot of people, I got Himalayan, got Himalayan salt coming out my ears. A truckload of Himalayans people get. They get the orange, the brown, the whatever, the color. But it's a mine salt. It's a different consistency from ocean salt, and it will have shale in with it, and shale can really hurt kidneys, so be careful with that. I personally don't use Himalayan. I use the Celtic salt. And I discovered Celtic salt goodness, I want to say 30 years ago. And you could have knocked me over with a feather. It was just like night and day between a mineralized whole nutritional salt and the processed stuff. It was incredible revelation for me. And I don't have high blood pressure. I put salt on my fruit at breakfast. I put salt on my salad at lunch. I put salt on every meal. And people go, "Ooh, watch the salt." And I'm like, "Why?" I said, "It's the whole salt. My blood pressure is 100 over 60. And they go, "What?" You know, they totally go, "What?" Well, when you have a whole salt, you don't have to worry about that. So they go, "Well, tell me more about this salt." Well, we have it at the powerherbs.com website. You can pick some up. A bag is $16. Lasts you a year. So get empowered with some real electrolytes, okay? And if salt was so bad for you, why do doctors hook you up to a saline drip when you go to the hospital? Ask them that. Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got here? Electrolytes, minerals. What they are is minerals and water, and it conducts electrical impulses through your body and helps your central nervous system, helps all your cells. Without salts in your system to create electrolytes, your cells collapse or explode. And so that's why you get the IV drip at the hospital. But, you know, I doubt there's Celtic salt in that IV drip. So you could do yourself a favor. Just get some sun-dried salt. It's not been artificially heated, processed, distilled. Just it's a real thing. So organic sun-dried salt, that's what you want. And you can replenish a lot of the minerals that you've been missing. Plus, what I like about salt is you extract more protein out of your vegetables in your diet because you get more hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract. So salt's a good thing to have. And they've demonized salt left and right in the last, 50 years? Yeah. So it's just that we've got the wrong salt circulating, and people just don't know the difference. So cell chemistry is real important, and if you compare our cell chemistry to the ocean water, it's identical. Yep, so that's why ocean salt's better. So you can find Celtic sea salt just about everywhere. Just make sure it's the right kind. All right, okay. So once they start heating it artificially, it turns it white and reduces your minerals. So there you go. All right, exercise is another thing you want to also do to pump up energy because, let's face it, that's how you control all kinds of internal medicine disease, like type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes is, you know, diet and exercise. We're designed to move, okay? So just get in some, you know, regular exercise every day, 30 minutes to an hour. Most health experts say you really need an hour a day. Get that cardio up. Then there's, you know, you can mix it up. Sometimes you can do cardio. Sometimes you could do toning, strengthening stuff. Let's face it, exercise programs get boring if you don't mix it up. I got a stack of CDs of exercises because, you know, I just pull out what I feel like doing today, right? I may do calisthenics. I may do turbo fire. I may do hip hop abs. I may do eccentrics. So, you know, that way you're toning different areas of the body. You're working in body muscle chains, and you're getting a balanced workout. So, and as you get older, you have to really do the low impact because of the joints. So you got to be careful there. And what I like to do for my joints, since I mentioned joints, I like to use a plant-based calcium because our muscles, bones, connective tissues have to have organic calcium because they're organic calcium. Also comes with boron and magnesium, which is important for the body to absorb the calcium and put it where it needs to be. So this is why, you know, we have all these people, celebrities, walking around with milk mustaches promoting milk with calcium when milk doesn't have the other mineral uptakes that you need. And so that's why people still have bone problems. So if you use plant-based calcium, now the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a list of plant-based foods you can work into the diet and really, you know, beef up your natural calcium. And if you think you still need a little assistance, if you're a little, you know, under the bar with bone strength or whatever, with your cartilages needing help to rebuild and repair, you got to give your body the right stuff to make those repairs happen. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have a calcium liquid. And what did I hear just recently? Yay, no pills to swallow. Yeah, I know. I don't like swallowing pills either. So it's a liquid. You could put it in juice or water. You don't know it's there. It's easy. And it's so powerful because it's so perfectly balanced the way the body likes it. Two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. It's so easily accessible to your metabolism. You don't have to take that much. You can use it three times a week, you know, and still come out ahead. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the calcium liquid there in three different sizes. And you can just strengthen all kinds of bones, connective tissue, and cartilage and things. Tendons, you know, just get really, really pumped up and exercised and don't have to worry about stressing and straining so much. All right, and the other thing that's real important for keeping your energy levels up is to watch the stress levels. Stress will just zap your energy in a skinny minute. So we want to bless ourselves with a stress-free as a day, world, week as we can. Exercise can help with that. Of course it does. Other therapies, some people like meditation, yoga. So whatever floats your boat, but one herb that will be a stress buster in a skinny minute is cayenne. So cayenne definitely lifts the metabolic stress off the system, and you'll just love that. And it's great, too, when you're sick or you're coming off a long illness. Ginseng and cayenne will do wonders for a person like that. Valerian root's another one to reduce any stress on the nervous system. And so it gives you a little bit of a calming effect. It's not a sedation, but it does take stress off your nerves so that, you know, you're not having to, you know, rely on cigarettes or alcohol to relax, okay? And it helps improve sleep, too, as well, because valerian does have a bit of natural calcium for the neurotransmitters to make more serotonin. So natural calcium in valerian is very good. Lobelia, if you tend to have tension in the muscles, you're all stressed out, you have muscle tightness, I like to use lobelia to release that tension in the muscles. And if you have both nervous system and muscle tension, you can use those two herbs together, lobelia and valerian root. Not a problem. I've used them together for moons. St. John's wort, some people like that. That's perfectly fine. And if you need more organic vitamin B for the nervous system, a lot of people are stressed out and depleted, then use that body food mix. A lot of natural Bs from beetroots in there, a lot of natural minerals as well. That will really pump up your energy level. And, you know, the 20-somethings are calling for the body food mix. They'll say, you know, a friend of mine shared that with me in some juice or a smoothie, and I felt amazing. What's in that? And I'm like, plants? Herbs? And they go, well, I want some of that. So it's an amazing thing. Once you get the right balance of organic whole food, you know, nothing stripped away. It's all the way. It's all there. Like God designed it. Your body responds. It just perks up. It gets, you know, it's like, well, finally you put some right nutrition down your gullet. That's how the body reacts and says, thank you. And so you can check out the body food mix. They have liquid cayenne, circulation, valerian root, relaxation formula has the lobelia. Emotional stress formula also has the St. John's wort in it. And, of course, the body food mix with the plants for vitamin B as well as the calcium formula is there. You have a lot of tools at your disposal right there. It's like a one-stop shop for empowerment metabolically, prevention-wise. Just, you know, if you need to work on things. It's all right there. And as summer approaches, you know, everybody wants to have a little spring in their step. They want to have energy. They want to look good. So one thing that I like about the body food mix is not only does it pump that nutrition into the system, But because you have a whole food organic source of nutrition, your body's satisfied and you can eat lighter and you can drop the weight naturally without, you know, stressing yourself. Where all these diet plans come into play, where people just are, you know, it doesn't work because it does. It's not a balanced nutrition. The body's not really satisfied, and they're going to go back to their old habits. So once you get that nutrition in there, you know, you're not going to grab the bag of chips. You're not going to grab the Snickers. You're going to grab an organic apple or an orange or some pineapple, and that's just going to be amazing to you. You know, you're just going to retrain those taste buds. That energy level is going to come back up. And people at work are just going to say, okay, what are you doing? How come you're perky? You're running circles around everybody here. Stop it. You're making us all look bad. Hey, I'd like to hear that, wouldn't you? Absolutely. ThePowerHerbs.com. You can give them a call. Get a free product catalog, and don't forget, tomorrow is the last day of their 15% off early bird St. Patrick's Day special. So orders over $50 will receive 15% off. The code is on the homepage. It's SaintPat16 if you want to put it in the shopping cart, or just mention it over the phone if you want to order over the phone. And if you're mailing in an order, just put it on your order form there and get it in the mail as soon as you can. And that way you will save 15% on whole organic, certified organic products made to Tilth standards right to your door. There you go. Absolutely. Made and supervised by yours personally. Me. Absolutely going to be great. And if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletter. It'll be an enlightening thing to get some great information. If you're not familiar with the newsletters, the American Survival goes out on Tuesdays. And, of course, the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading also contribute some great articles to that newsletter. They have a lot on the markets, what's going on politically, how it affects everything that we do. And also you get some health information as well as in that issue. If you just want the health stuff, that comes out on Friday, and that's the Health Quest, and that also is free. And it's emailed to you. So I'm sorry, there's nothing that we can snail mail to you. This is all electronically delivered, so you'll need to have an email if you want that. Also, if you want the Power Herbs book, if you order that online, do download that link within 2 days, because it is a timed link, and you have to download your file within 2 days, or it will expire. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Several hundred pages of herb secrets, herb cleansing, how to make your own tinctures, herb symptom reference guide, and the list keeps going. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, I see by the clock, I won't have time to talk about my cleansing topic, but we could probably hit that next time. Get rid of a lot of these xenotoxins that you hear a lot about. And how important it is to get rid of them because of all the herbicides and pesticides and pharmaceutical residues and radiation. The list keeps going that we tend to absorb, and we don't want to keep all that. So, unfortunately, we're the generation that has to detox on a pretty fairly regular basis, minimum twice a year. So you can detox as often as every 3 months, but minimum twice a year. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where you're going to find that power. Go there. 866-229-3663 is the toll-free. 704-885-0277 if you're outside the U.S. And get a free product catalog or download the catalog from the website, ThePowerHerbs.com. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Until next time, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, wishing you all to be well.